it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, fellas.
Hola.
Matty on Team Sober, Team Not Sober.
Well, I tell you what, man, I've been a couple years without calling, but I'm back under the same brand, drinking tequila. So I am, Team Not Sober.
Okay, I won't ask any questions, Matt.
The fact that it took you long to answer, not sober, yeah, is definitively
well,
the answer.
Came over, called me on the phone, and I talked to Mike for a while, and went down the old QFC, picked up food, and went out and stopped at CVS. See one last time. Bon Jovi, Aerosmith, Rush, or Hall & Oates?
Well, man, I got a couple of questions. Which one do you think got the best ladies at the show? I tell you what, maybe it's going to be Bon Jovi.
Probably, yeah, Boomhauer.
Definitely not Rush.
He said ladies, plural.
Okay. All right. Hey, Matt, could you do us a favor? Could you get off speakerphone? We're having a hard time hearing you. Thank you, bro.
You got it. You got it.
Thank you.
Is that better?
No, not really. It sounds exactly the same.
Well, he is under a bridge.
All right, Matt, here is your question. Three NFL teams have never had the first overall pick in the NFL draft. The Denver Broncos, your Seattle Seahawks, and what other franchise?
The Browns?
They have them all the time.
So the Browns may have
Baltimore
more than
Ravens.
Baltimore Ravens. Yep. That is correct.
Oh.
Although.
Could be your year.
They're cranking
right.
For this year, baby.
I haven't even.
Let's go.
I haven't even looked at my draft board yet.
Jesus. All right, your question. What type of animal is a wahoo?
Do they sell it at Burger King?
I have no idea. I don't believe so.
It sounds like an Oahu with cheese. Let's go with the bird.
It's a fish. Hmm. And a Oahu with cheese. What do you imagine the Oahu with cheese?
I'd order one.
You would just, no idea what it is. You just go like, give me the Oahu with cheese.
Yeah.
All right.
It might not be good. Probably won't.
It might not. All right. Your question. How many chambers does the human heart have?
Three.
Four.
Four.
Hey, if you only got three, I think something's wrong.
There's definitively something wrong if you only have three. All right, your question, Matt. Fat Tuesday is another name for what celebration?
Season finale of The Biggest Loser?
Oh, it's a holiday.
That's kind of clever. No, that would be Mardi Gras.
All right.
That's it.
Ooh, that was a nice spin.
Don't pat yourself on the back.
Somebody's got to.
All right, your question. What was the first major console video game that allowed the video game to be saved?
I want to say, it was one of the James Bond, right?
It was not. It's more of a fantasy.
Okay.
The console or the game?
This was the first game that could be saved on the console.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you're talking fantasy, what about Final Fantasy?
Was it Grand Theft Auto?
Not fantasy, but Zelda.
It was Zelda.
Yep.
I almost said Zelda.
Why didn't you?
No, you didn't, Ted.
Well, I didn't. I said it. Almost said it.
All right, your question. Reginald Kenneth Dwight is better known as what musical artist?
Reginald Kenneth Dwight RKD.
He's been around for a hot minute. Still alive, been making music.
Just kind
for...
of like retired. He did a farewell tour.
Ah. Had a biopic made of him.
He did have a biopic made of him.
He's the guy that wrote all the music. He had a partner that wrote all the lyrics for him.
Mm-hmm. He's got a stage name that sounds like somebody's actual name, but it's not his. Like, it's not a Sting or a Seal or something like that.
You really don't know?
I don't know if that's necessarily helpful. Can you give me a genre?
Technically, it was rock at the time, but he had an album called Live at Shea. I'm not going to give any others because you would know them.
Glitz and glamour outfits that he would wear.
Yes. Madman Across the Water.
Oh.
Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Big sunglasses guy. Or just really any kind of glasses.
Flair.
Sting.
I said it wasn't Sting.
Elton John.
Question 7.
If I'd have said he sat down on the piano, you think he would have said Billy Joel?
Probably. All right, your question. What is the NATO phonetic alphabet word for the letter E?
That's the hint.
What's that?
I really hope that I don't get this one wrong because I'm pretty confident about it. So let me just say, fellas, thank you for doing a good job at your show and keeping us all entertained for all the years. But I do believe that is Echo.
Look
at that.
Babe Ruth called the shot.
I thought we were going to talk to him for the rest of the show.
Ernie.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Gabe is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Ernie.
Dummy! Hello, Lacey. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola!
Lacey, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Okay. Lacey, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, you're going to see a band one last time. You taking Bon Jovi, Aerosmith, Rush, or Hall & Oates?
I mean, I guess Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi
really
for Lacey.
Excited about any of them.
All right.
Who would you go see then? You said you're not excited about any of them?
No, you guys will make fun of me.
Why?
Well, how old are you? Absolutely tell us. I want to make fun of you.
I'm 43.
All right,
43. Let's see. So it's like the Bon Jovi, Aerosmith, a little too old for you.
What are you looking at? New Kids, Backstreet? Are you into one of those bands?
Actually, what I was thinking was Ed Sheeran.
All right.
Ed Sheeran kicks ass. I love Ed Sheeran.
There's a reason the guy sells out.
Something about him I like, and I don't think it's the music. I don't dislike his music. His music does not move me one way or another, but there's something about him as a human being where I'm like, I like this dude.
I'm full on Ed Sheeran guy.
You got my back, Ked.
Yeah, like you ever seen that video of him just sitting in the studio and like he's like rapping, then he's singing, and you're just like, oh my god, he can do whatever he wants.
Would you sleep with Ed Sheeran if he invited you backstage?
Yes.
I was asking Lacey, Ted, but thank you.
Well, we're both married, so I'm going to say no.
But if you weren't both married,
I'm still going to say no.
Lacey, you get stuck. I said yes. I'm not even.
Why not?
Kidding.
You don't like the fire down below?
I don't know. Googly,
he's not a looker. Okay, this is a guy who truly has made it on his talent. You cannot. Oh, dude, he slipped his way to the top. He did not.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Your question: which toy maker produces the Ouija board?
Oh, let's go with Parker Brothers.
Hasbro.
Is it Hasbro? It is Hasbro.
Okay.
He's got a new song out where I think it's like a word in like Indian or... I don't even know what he's...
His latest album is very heavily India-inspired.
Does that mean there's like a lot of sitar going on in the background?
Yes.
So like a Ravi Shankar kind of deal?
I don't know who that is.
I see.
It's a great song, though.
Don't you feel great,
Mike? I have no idea what he's talking about, but I'm like, I'm down with it, Ed.
Like Corner Shop? I don't know.
All right, your question. Who turned all he touched to gold?
Midas.
Nice job. Nice job.
The muffler guy?
Yes, the muffler guy.
He sure did.
Everything he touched. What was his whole story? Did anything bad happen to him, or was that? I feel like anytime there's all these like legendary kind of stories, something tragic ends up happening.
We can't be with anyone.
But all right. Now, I know this is technicality. I am King Midas. All I touch turns to gold.
You touch your penis?
But I want a mouth hug. Now, technically, I'm not touching her. She has chosen to touch me. But does her head end up turning, like, to gold?
Everything you touch turns to gold.
This is not going to shock you. It does not end well. King Midas is granted a wish by the god Dionysus that everything he touches turns to gold. He soon realizes his folly when his food and his daughter become gold. He begs the god to take the power away. He's told to wash in the river Pactolus.
Yeah, of course.
Removes the curse, restoring his daughter and his belongings, and teaching him a lesson about the dangers of greed.
All right, Miles, I'm going to give you one guess, and I bet you're going to track me. What do you think is the first thing that turned to gold when Midas got this power?
His penis.
His penis. There's no doubt about it, man.
I used to go to Midas all the time, Ted. I got my car undercoated there. You know, they do muffler work. They do all kinds of stuff.
My binky was a key. You're right, though. Can you imagine just going to take it? It's like, oh, damn it, I forgot I'm turning everything into gold.
To take a leak, and now my penis is gold.
More Big Demi coming up, 206-803 Rock.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.